The fact of the matter is that we are having a lot of these things that are getting on TV that are certainly reported on social media. Just yesterday, there was something that happened in Denver with an engine on fire. And so that was on this morning's news. There's a lot of things going on right now. And people's emotional brain is telling them flying may not be very safe. But if they use their intellectual brain, they'll realize that 45,000 flights operate safely each day. I've seen a statistic that you could board an airplane at random every day for the next 100,000 years before, statistically speaking, you would be killed in an airplane crash. And so I've got to get on an airplane tomorrow. I'm not sure I want to get on an airplane every day for the next 100,000 years. But, you know, I think when you really think about it, those kinds of statistics put it in perspective that the chance of being killed in a major airline crash these days is extremely low, and the system generally works very well. So I understand the anxiety that people have. I do understand that. But buy that ticket. Get out there and fly and have a good time where you're going and be safe.
Well, and I think it goes back to something you described about the distinction between these are events that happen on the news. There are 40,000 fatalities on the nation's roadways. And because they happen with such frequency and relatively, I mean, it makes a real impact on the families involved, but it happens one or two at a time. So that intellectual story we tell ourselves, we don't seem to have much concern about getting behind the wheel and heading off on a multi-lane freeway at highway speeds, even though statistically that's a lot more dangerous than getting on an airplane.
No, I agree with you. And frankly, we should have social outrage that we are killing as many people on our nation's roadways as we do, especially due to factors such as impaired driving, where we lose between 10 and 15,000 people each year due to impaired driving, alcohol impaired, drug impaired. So we really ought to have social outrage on that.